famous Chazal, and they made a song out of it nowadays, by Yavaser Yaakov Levadoi, that just like Kodesh Baruch is Levadoi, Beniska Hashem Levadoi Beyamahu, also Yaakov is called Levadoi. It says by Yavaser Yaakov Levadoi that Yaakov is Levad. So, Levad, I'm sure that there are tremendous sodas and concepts in this Chazal, in this Medrash. But in general, the Bali Musar focus on the Nakuda of Levadoi, that the godless of each member of the of Klal Yisrael is that he has to be able to be himself when he's Levad. The moment of which really is the test for the person to see who he is and what he is and how he's really defined is the moments when there's no siyua, there's no support, there's no help, he's all by himself. If in those moments what comes out of him is Kedusha and Dveikus and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the pnimius of the person, that's the pnimius of the person which is coming out. But I saw Reb Chatzil Sarna adds a different kinach. He says that in the Kuda. He says, we know that why was he Levado? Because he went back for Pachim Ketanim. So it means that, and Chazal say, that Tzadikim Mamadim is Chabar Lehem Yosem Egufam. So the moment that we're seeing the Levadoi, the godless of Yaakovino, that the moment when he's all by himself and there's nothing else, there's nothing else around him, what's he doing? He's dealing with Pachim Ketanim. His Nakuda, he says, is that we see the Havkana of the way we test godless is in the small actions. The expression of the godless that Yaakovino has, that he's able to be Levadoi, is expressed specifically in this element of Pachim Ketanim, of seemingly a simple, insignificant action. I was thinking maybe you could say the Kenech writer, why are Tzidikim Mamon and Chamalev Yesem Gufam? Because they understand that it was given to them for a purpose. There's nothing which they have. Yaakovino says in his parsha, Yesh li kol. Yaakov says, Yesh li rav. I have much. I have a tremendous amount. And Yaakov says, I have everything I need. Yaakovino had a tremendous amount. Why does he call it kol? I have everything I need. Because he understood there was nothing which was given to him that he didn't have a need for him to have it. He didn't have responsibility towards it. There was a reason why Bershon gave it to him. He can't take that lightly. He has to use it for the proper purpose. He can't decide to keep it for himself. He must do with it what's necessary. So he understood the element of responsibility. So it comes out at the moment of Levado, the moment when he's all by himself, his focus was, what are my responsibilities away from myself, towards the world, what are my responsibilities? So he instead of focusing, the godless that he had was not that he used that moment to contemplate his needs, his interests. You know, the whole day people are pulling at me. I finally have a few moments for myself. So what do? I focus on what I want. I focus on me. And at that moment, what is he focusing on? He's focusing on outwards. What are my responsibilities? The Rosham gave me even Pachim Tanim. At that moment, I have to think about what are my responsibilities to the Pachim. I make sure the Pachim Tanim are used for their purpose. Instead of focusing on himself, he's focusing outwards. I think it's a tremendous thought. That the moment of Levado of Yaakovino, we see the clarity of the purpose, that there's purpose in this world and there's function and there's responsibility. Have a good Shabbos.